Okay, so we're going to start Suratul Hadid. Oh my goodness, I love this surah. Every time I say this, everybody tells me I love all of them, but I absolutely adore this surah. Just love it. So let's just have a look at a little bit on Suratul Hadid, okay? 29 ayat, very short, part of the Musabbihat. It's a Madani surah, and we've divided it into, as you can see on your chart, 5 sections on your screens. The focus of this surah is, let me go where this surah came. So this is Medina about 4 after Hijrah when this surah is revealed. And when this surah is revealed, see, everybody has this fizz. Everybody sort of starts off by saying, we're really into this, we really love it, and then suddenly things die down a bit. So Iman was not what it used to be. People had got into a rut, and they needed something to revive them. Often we need once a week a class or something to help us connect back to the Quran. Not going to the mosque is really, really difficult at the moment, because there was this thing that revived us. Muharram revives us, Ramadan revives us. All these things are there to be able to revive us. So here the Muslims had lost their motivation, and we find that's what Hadith does. There's a rethinking of relationship with Allah and His Messenger. It talks about the distractions that took them away. And then obviously there's a section on prophets who are sent to implement this motivation and keeping the faith up, as you might want to say. So let's see what ayin means first. Ayin literally, when we look at ayah 25, you'll see it's talking about the might in war. It actually indicates weapons of war. Now, occasionally, war is necessary to eradicate injustice, and we know that, whether it's for defense or for whatever reason. But when the war is over, there's no need for those weapons of destruction, and therefore iron was to be put to other beneficial uses. I will see that in ayah 25, and this is why it's called iron, because of the need for justice or the need for removing injustice as and when necessary. And we also only have to look today at what might be called ISIS, my goodness, or Daesh. There is a necessity to remove such injustice. Benefits of recitation. If you read it with Surah Al-Mujadila in Wajib Salah, it's phenomenal. It takes you away from release from any sort of imprisonment, whether imprisonment of the heart or whatever it is. It gives you courage. It's also safety from war. But there's a wonderful hadith of Imam Sajjad. Imam says, Allah knows that a group well known for their thoughts shall come in the last days of the world, as a consequence of which He sent down Surah Tawheed and the first 6 ayat of Suratul Hadid, such that people may gain a better knowledge of Allah and be aware that whoever acknowledges other divine attributes shall be perished. And it's I'm reading verbatim, but basically it's saying that the first 6 ayat of Suratul Hadid are as complex and as simple as Suratul Tawheed, as we all know Suratul Tawheed, right? Qul Wallahu Ahad, and we'll talk about them. So section 1 is what we're going to start with. And we're looking at the awesomeness of Allah. So this is where we're going to start. And then I'll put them all together at the end in a narrative. So we're going to go ayah by ayah through these sections. So, Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wal ard. Sabbaha, in some of the musabbihat, this is part of the musabbihat, you have yusabbihu, and then you have sabbaha. Sabbaha is past tense, but past tense following up to the future as well, which means they have been and they will be doing or declaring the perfection of Allah, whatever is in the heavens and the earth, and He is the mighty, or in other words, He is the one with the total authority, and He is the wise. See, sometimes something doesn't have to talk to declare the perfection of Allah. A tree need not talk. A flower need not talk. Simply their existence tells me the perfection of Allah. I don't know, when you see a poem written by someone, you just know the awesomeness of the poet by reading the poem. They talk about it through paintings as well. When you look at a painting, you know the awesomeness, the talent of the painter. By looking at creation, you know the perfection of the creator. And that's what is saying here. The moment I look at any sort of creation, I can tell the authority and the wisdom of Allah just by looking at it. My goodness, look at the seasons, look at everything. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To him belongs the authority, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. He gives life, he causes death. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He has power over everything. This is an introduction to Allah. Literally, like it says, it's like Suratul Ikhlas. I don't know how else to explain it. It's self-explanatory. But it's just saying, look at His awesomeness. Believe in His awesomeness. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالْظَاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. He's the first. He's the last. He's the apparent and He is the hidden. So he's everything. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. He knows everything. Absolutely everything. Sometimes when we sit there and we cannot verbalize what we want to say, there's a wonderful dua that says, Ya Allah, it's so difficult for me to verbalize what I want. But you know what's in my heart. You know what I'm trying to say. I may not be able to put it in words. That's why we often use the duas of the Masumeen. But just tell him. I don't know how to say this. There's a wonderful story about a grandfather who was listening to his grandchild on the Musalla. And the granddaughter was just reading the Arabic alphabet. She was picking up a book. She was saying, Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha. And the grandfather said, what are you doing? He said, well, she said, I don't know how to read this. But I know God knows how to put the letters together. And that's basically what this is about. He knows it all. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. He created the heavens and the earth in six periods of time. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَىٰ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And He is established in his power. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He knows what is in the earth. He knows what is put in the earth, that is put down. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. And what is taken out. And this is not only the seed, and not what is taken out is the plant, but also the bodies that are put in and what will be taken out. Or the secrets that are hidden in the earth and what will be taken out. And He knows what is sent down from the heavens. Not only the rain, but also revelation that came down. And what goes up, not only the vapors, but also my du'as go up. Not only, I don't know, whatever we think goes up, smoke. But my du'as go up. He knows what goes up. What we say in sajda reaches the heavens. And then, oh my goodness, I love this bit. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. You are never alone. He is there with you. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And He knows and He sees, rather He sees everything. He perceives absolutely everything. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. Everything returns to Him. Everything comes to Him. Now, amr is not fi'l. Fi'l is an action. Amr is intention and action. The Prophet said, intention is amr as well. The intention is, he said, in fact, intention is over the action. What I intend to do, how I intend something to happen, the niyyah is so much more important. That's where you start with. And then that follows up into an action. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. He causes the night to enter into the day. وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي الْأَيْلِ. And He causes the day to enter into the night. وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And He knows what is in the sadr. Now let me explain. When it talks about night and day, He says He owns time. How did you make use of your time? And this goes straight into Surah Al-Asr. Wal Asr, I swear by time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So there's only four things. Iman, so all that beforehand, that, and what I'm reading up to Ayah 6, tells me, do I believe in this? Do I believe in His awesomeness? And then how do I manifest it? And we'll come to it in a minute. But Surah Al-Asr says, good deeds, haq and sabr. Haq is to be able to be transparent. To be able to show somebody, when it says, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ, to be able to show transparency and you know, make sure transparency comes forward. Sabr is not to give up. Truth. When I say transparency, I mean reality. To be able to show reality, to be able to make sure somebody never gives up. I don't and they don't either. Sudur is not like qalb. He says, وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ السُّدُورِ. Sadr, you have a heart. What's your heart? Around your heart is a box. It's not a box, but I'm going to say it like a box. Imagine your heart, and then imagine that box. That box surrounds your heart. That is your sadr. That is chest. That is your consciousness. That's where all your emotions are. That's where all your feelings are. And he says he knows exactly what your conscious, what is there in there. So when we're saying, Rabbi Shrahli Sadri, expand my consciousness, make me see the bigger picture, not this tight little thing that's in there. Anyway, so he says he's all aware of your consciousness. These six ayat are good to give him the, to be able to, how shall I put it, to be able to give wasila of these six ayat here. Right, now we go to the second section, which is, now what do? I understand his awesomeness. I believe in him. How do I manifest this belief? So first he says, Aminu billah. This is not talking about people who don't believe. This is not talking to the Quraysh. This is talking to Muslims in Medina who already believe. And he's making a directive to them. He's actually telling them, believe in Allah wa Rasuli. Not just lip service. How do I believe? How do I manifest belief? He says, وَأَنْفِقُوا. Spend in his way. مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْفِقُوا لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. So he says to them, spend out of what we have made you successors of. Khalifa, مُسْتَخْلِفِينَ, you can read there. Whatever we have given you, utilize it to the best of your ability. He says, "Kullun min indillah." Everything is from Allah. So believe, share, and that will lead you to a ajrun kabir. In other words, be selfless, do not be selfish. And the most precious asset the human being has is time. We just looked at it. Just the ayah before tells me. That's your most precious asset. He said, give that away, spend it to the best of your ability. To people, to other human beings rather than yourself. And then he says, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولُ. I mean, what is wrong with you? What reason do you have that you should not believe in Allah and His Messenger? What reason should you have that you should not serve humanity? And he says, وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. And this messenger is calling out to you that you must believe in your Rabb, that you must share. وَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِيثَاقَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And He has made a covenant with you that you are believers. And the only way you manifest your belief is by being selfless, by being able to share. Okay. So, the most precious asset is time. Next ayah. هُوَ الَّذِي. It is He who sends down عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ on His servants. آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. Clear communications, clear signs. This is the Quran. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So He may take you away from utter darkness into light. Or from non-energy to energy. From irtiqai to tanzili. From evolution to revolutionary. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُمْ لَرَعُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is, ra'uf is like khichri. Like khichri is that soft rice. Like really, really soft. And He is merciful. So He's telling me, my actions should reflect ra'uf and rahim. He says, وَمَا لَكُمْ. For what reason, Allah tunfiku fi sabilillah, that do you have that you should not spend in His way, that you should not be selfless, that you should not be able to serve humanity? The whole concept of belief, being able to manifest belief, is to be able to serve humanity. So he says, what reason do you have that you would not? Because وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth. لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكل وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير. Okay. So what reason do you have that you don't spend in His way? Allah is the inheritance of the heavens and the earth. Now He says, they are not the same. لا يستوي منكم. Man anfaka min qabl al-fath, those who spent before the victory, wa qatala, and they actually gave their lives, ulaika a'zamu darajatan min alladhina anfaqu min ba'd, they are definitely greater than those who spent after victory. Why? Because they had nothing then, absolutely nothing, yet they still gave out. وَكُلَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهِ الْحُسْنَى, and Allah has promised goodness to them. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ, and He is aware. So those who gave out when they had nothing, I'm paraphrasing, are definitely on a higher rank than those who give out when they have something. And I guess I go back to the pandemic that's actually taught us what is really important in life. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهُ كَرْبًا حَسَنًا, who is there who will give to Allah a karde hasana, a loan which is open-ended? فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ, Allah will double it, وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Now what is he trying to say? He's saying when you give, make sure that the person you give to does not feel obliged, does not feel like you're doing them a favor. That's what karde hasana is. It's like saying pass it on, or give it whenever you want. Give it back to me whenever you want. But to be able to make them feel that you are not obliging them by giving them charity. If I gave something, I would say, whenever you are able to, pass it on to somebody else. And that's just enough, not ever going back to it. And he says, when you give somebody and you maintain their integrity and you maintain their izzat as well, then that's what Qarz-e Hasana is all about. So when you do spend, make sure you don't say, well, I did this for you. That doesn't work. Now the fate. So, if I do this, if I believe, and if I am able to manifest my belief by acting selflessly, and by being able to serve humanity, what happens? What do I get? Because the human being is built like that. You want to know what's in it for you. So he says, and you don't want it from human beings. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا, Rasul Dahl says, we don't want anything from you, nor do we want thanks from you. So what do you get? يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, on the day, and he's talking about the day of Qiyamah, you will see mu'mineen and mu'minat, yas'a, yas'a from sa'i, they will be striving, they will be running. نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, the energy, nur is divine energy, will be before them, وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, and on their right hand. بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ, and there will be good news on that day. جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and it's talking about Jannah. So you will have the garden. Jannah, you can think of it in whatever way you like. It is basically the closeness to Allah, the having achieved one's full potential, and that is the greatest of achievements. The intensity of that light, that intensity of the energy, will depend upon the intensity of energy I used and gave out to be able to serve His creation. So in other words, it's trying to say that there needs to be an intellect of understanding Allah. That is why Imam Sajjad said the six ayat actually are the first steps of being able to understand. One in profound intelligence would understand them. But that intelligence must manifest itself as a practicality of being able to share. And the potential of that sharing in the future is based on with what intensity I shared. How did I do this? With what enthusiasm did I do what I did? Now, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ, now those who only paid lip service, that means they may have said they believed but they didn't manifest it. So on that day, those who are hypocritical, the men and the women will say, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, to those who believe, they will say, انظروا, in other words, wait for us. Look back at us. Unzuruna, we're behind you. Look back at us. Turn back. Naktabis min nurikum. Kawasa is a borrowed flame. Can we borrow a bit of your flame? Can we borrow a bit of your energy? We're behind you. Look back at us. They will be told, كيلرجيو. Now you gotta imagine this, picture it. Picture these people in front. Picture these people at the back saying, can we borrow something from you? And the people who believe, you can imagine them saying, yeah, because that's the way they are. They're selfless. I mentioned this about moms, that the reason why Allah puts Jannah under her feet was if he had given it to her in her hands, she would just have given it away. You wouldn't even have wanted to serve her or carry the weight under her feet, because she would have just given it away. That's her selflessness. But look what Allah says. We will tell them. Allah will say, divinity will say, "He loves you. Go back. Just go back. Wara'akum, turn back. Faltamisu nuran, look amongst your thing and seek your own light. This is not the day when you take from somebody else. Faduriba bainahum." And then there is a separation between them, bisurin, and that separation is a sur. The word surah comes from sur. Sur is the outer wall of a city. So Allah is saying there will be this massive wall between them. Lahu babum batinuhu fiha rahma. There is a door in it, but that door will not be able to open. So there's a door, there's mercy outside, وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الْأَذَابِ. So you can imagine, there's mercy outside and inside is punishment. So let's have a look at a picture of this. There's these people going ahead. There's those behind who didn't do enough. In other words, they didn't manifest their belief. They'll be telling these people, please give us a bit of, because they know these people will always give. But they will be told, go back, look for your own light. And when they go back, there's a wall. Now, wall means that they're able to hear what's going on outside. So, outside the wall, there's mercy. Inside the wall, there's punishment. And if you can imagine, they're going through all their boxes to see, where can I find something where I served selflessly? Where I did something for humanity? Where I wasn't unjust? It's quite horrific. Because then they say, يُنَادُونَهُمْ. They will cry out to them, أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَأَكُمْ. Were we not with you? We were in the same class with you. We were in the same town with you. We were in the same imam bara with you. We sat together. قالوا, they will say, Bala, yes you were. ولكنكم, but ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم, but you caused yourself. You made yourself to go into what you went into. You fell into temptation. وتربستم, تربستم means you procrastinated. وَأَرْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيَّةِ. My goodness. You started having doubts. And you deceived yourself. حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the order of Allah came. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ غُرُورًا. And you were deluded by shaitan. So, it's a wake-up. It's a wake-up thing. If I have doubts, do I have doubts? Do I procrastinate? Do I say, well, I can't do it now, I'll do it tomorrow, I won't pick up the Quran today, I'll do it tomorrow. These are all practical lessons for you and me. And the reason why Allah mentions in the Quran is His rahmah. He tells me, don't fall into this trap. فَالْيَوْمَ, on that day. لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَعَوَاكُمُ النَّارِ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. So on that day, we will not accept from them, this is section 4 by the way, we will not accept from them fidya. Now you know what fidya is. Fidya is compensation. So the first thing the human being tries to do is buy himself out of it. Allah says, I will not accept anything. You will not be able to bribe me. There is no fidya, no compensation for what you did. وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And he will not accept it from those who cover up the truth either. مَأَوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. This will be your abode. Because you caused agitation. You caused fire in somebody else. This will be where you are. هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. It will be your friend. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. And it's an awful place to be. Next one. أَلَمْ يَعْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He said, has there not come a time for those who believe, أَنْ تَقْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that their hearts should have khushu, their hearts should be filled with awe with the remembrance of Allah. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and what was revealed with truth, which is the Qur'an. So in other words, he's trying to tell you and me that this book should fill you with awe. This book is the truth. it should shake you. It should draw you towards it. وَلَا يَكُونُكَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. Don't be like those who are given the book مِنْ قَبْلُ before. فَتَعْلَى عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. So, when they were given the book, they procrastinated a lot. They made time a lot. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. They didn't pay attention to it. They just read it. They just memorized it. And in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, we're told, it was like papers on top of a donkey. And because they did that, their hearts became hardened. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And they didn't live the guidance, so they crossed the line. They didn't believe. They believed in the book in the sense they believed the word of divinity at that time, but all they did was bari and bari and bari. They read and read and read. Maybe they memorized it, but that's where they stopped. He said, don't be like them. When it says the heart should be humbled, it means it should have an effect on me. The remembrance, the book should have an effect on me. And then he says, I'll know. And this is so amazing. And Allah yuhil arda ba'da mawtiha. Allah gives life to the earth after its death. He says, I'm motivating you. Even if your heart became hard, even if it became dead, this book will motivate it. It will bring it back to life again. Revelation is like rain from the sky. قَدْ بَيَّنَّ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. We have made these so clear to you that you will understand. Even if the heart is dead, he said, the Qur'an will enliven the heart. You know, Ramadan is known as the spring of the month, the spring of the heart. Because of the revelation of the Qur'an, it will enliven your heart. Just read it. Just understand it. Just attach yourself to it. And then he says, again, he comes to this. Innal musaddiqina wal musaddiqat. Indeed, those who, I know your translation says charitable, but in essence, those who confirm the truth. Siddiq is one who confirms the truth. The men and women who confirmed the truth by believing and manifesting it by sharing. And then he says, وَأَقْرَضَ اللَّهُ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. When they gave with dignity, they preserved somebody's dignity. يُذَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. We will double it for them. And they shall have an awesome award. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ الصِّدِّيقُونَ. And if you were to ask, who are those Siddiqun in the last ayah, he says, if you believe in Allah and His Messenger, you are Siddiqun. وَالشُّهَدَىٰ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. And you are witnesses. You will bear witness. In the Rabbihim, in the sight of your Lord, in front of your Rabb. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ وَنُورُهُمْ. For them there is ajr and there is nur. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. This shows the differentiation between them. Those who cover up the truth and those who lie about our signs. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. They are the inmates of Jahim. Now kafara is also ingratitude. So he says, you show your kufr with the way you behave. You show your ungratefulness with the way you behave. You show your belief with the way you behave. So the action speaks louder than words. Now, talks about the world. إِعْلَمُ. Know. أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Know that the life of this world. Now, let's take it one at a time. The first word is لَعِب. لَعِب is playing, being like a child, spending my time playing, literally. So, إِعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Know the truth of the world. This is a synopsis of distraction. The first thing is playing. وَلَحْوًا. لَحْو is entertainment. Because as you grow older, as a child you want to play. Then you go to entertainment. وَزِينَ. Zina is your self-image. I always worry about how I look, all sorts of things. So he says, these are the distractions. You start off by playing, then you go to entertainment, then you have a self-image you want to keep up. Then you go into the tafakhur. The tafakhur is to compete, to compare yourself with somebody else. وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. Then the next one, the fifth one is وَتَقَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Then you will say, you will be obsessed how much more wealth I have and how many more children I have. And he gives an example. He says, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارِ. It is like the farmer. It is like the rain. أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارِ. Kufar is a farmer. The farmer covers up his seed. So when the farmer covers up his seed, he doesn't know what will happen with this seed because it needs watering. And when the rain comes, he is so happy. His hope increases. Oh my goodness, my plants are going to grow. نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَحُ مُصْفَرًا. So he is so happy that his seeds will grow. But he says after that, they become مُصْفَرًا. They become yellow. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ هُتَامًا. Then they're completely dried up and broken down. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. And then there's an example of two people. In the Akhirah, there is punishment. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. But there's forgiveness and ridwan for those who believed. And I'll explain in a minute. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The life of the world is nothing but deception. So you see, when we come to la'ib, when you play, you have one game, and then next Christmas another game comes out, and the old one is discarded. It becomes yellow, and you don't even want it. You can't even sell it. We had la'ibun, let's go to lahun, entertainment. We used to have videos of the VCRs, or we had cassettes. We've moved up, and now we don't want them. Now we've got these MP3s or whatever we have on our files, on our phones, and if somebody gave us a VCR, we don't even know where to throw it away. We say, shall I recycle this? Where do I put it? Who will have it? Who will have a cassette tape anymore? So he says, that becomes yellow and that becomes, you don't even want it, you discard it, you throw it away. Let's go to Zina, your self-image. What I used to wear when I was younger is much different to what I wear now. The way you wore hijab, the way you wore clothes. I mean, I know when I was young, people wore crimplin. Crimplin was this nylon-y stuff. My God, I wouldn't put it on myself now. So that becomes yellow and worn out. Let's go to وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. وَذِينَ, I said, was self-image. تَفَاخُرُ, what I compete with others with. What I used to compete with before is completely different from what it is now. It's completely different. That which I liked then, my goodness, I would want it. I'll just take a small example. Those of you who have carpets, I don't mean any wrong to you, but people used to love wall-to-wall carpeting and now they like wooden floors. And you think, hello, but I thought that was luxury. No, now it's wooden floors, and maybe it's for cleanliness or whatever you have. But these are things that will go yellow and they will die, and I no longer will want what I thought I wanted at that time. وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Again, تَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. This, in the pandemic, it teaches me nothing matters. Amwal and awlad, I mean, who am I going to do? Let's stop at amwal first. What am I going to do with all this money? Where am I going to spend it? I can't even go on holiday. I can't even go to a restaurant. It withers away. It stays, maybe one day I hope in it. But I don't go out and help other people with it. Awlad, they grow up, they have their own lives. And that which I thought was mine and I held on to, and I thought, my goodness, I will never let go of these children. They are mine, they're my children. They have their own lives now. They become something else. And if I don't let go, it gets worse. So it's telling me, either you will hold on to all this, and that's what the world is about, and it will become a punishment for you, or you will be able to look at it the way it is, and you will get forgiveness and his pleasure, because you will have spent it in his way. You will have used it for a better cause. This ayah is absolutely phenomenal. Next one. Ah, this is lovely. Sabiqu, my goodness. Sabiqu comes a lot of times in the Quran. Sabiqu, you know, in Surah Al-Waqia, which is just before that, we had Sabiqun. Sabiqu is to run, to compete towards your full potential. Sabiqu, run like, you know, oh my goodness, fight for it. إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. To the maghfirah of your Rabb. Run towards forgiveness. The previous ayah says, this is what you're running towards in the world. La'ib and lahu and zina and tafakhur and takathur. Put that to one side. Run towards your Rabb, to his maghfirah. And you know what we'll get in exchange? وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا كَأَرْضِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. An infinite expanse, an extensiveness which will have no limit. Limitless potential. And when he uses the word, it doesn't say sabiku ila rabbikum. Sabiku ila maghfiratim min rabbikum. And who does maghfirah, who is maghfirah for? It's for those who have done wrong, who have committed mistakes. He says, go back. If you did do that before, now go towards your Rabb. You will get unlimited potential. So you will be, it'll be infinite, totally infinite. Or iddat lil ladina amanu. It's already there. It's waiting for you. It's been prepared for those who believe billahi wa rasulihi, in Allah and His Messenger. Dhalika fadlullah. That, in essence, is the fadl of Allah. Fadl is extra. Fadl is way beyond your expectations. Yu'tihi may yasha, He grants it to whoever He wishes. In other words, to whoever wants it. Wallahu dhul fadli al-azim. And He is the one who has fadl, and He is the one who has total authority over it. So basically, if I put the two ayats together, 20 and 21, He's saying, this will not need an upgrade, neither will it diminish in value. Everything in the earth will need an upgrade or will diminish in value. That thing, that person that you saw as something you couldn't do without, something you can do without them. But this, you will always be yours. Ma asaba min musibatin, my goodness. Nothing, there is not a single calamity. Incidentally, musiba is like your Achilles heel. That is the problem you were targeted you have. He's saying there is no musiba that does not target exactly where it should be, fil arbi, in the earth, wala fi anfusikum. He targets it at your Achilles heel, so you go back to him. Illa fi kitab, except that it is written, it's in a book. Min qabli an nabra'aha, inna dhalika ala Allahi yasir. And you know what? Nabra'aha comes from bara'a. Bara'a is to create. Bur'u is to seek relief, or the relief you get after a sickness. So basically what he's saying here is that the problems I have targeted you with are in essence a relief. The struggle is an expiation of your flaws. The struggle that you're going through is taking you to your full potential. And this ayah really hits hard. So he says, anything that hits you, that's a problem, that's difficult, we've targeted it. We know that's where it's going to hurt you most. So that you are able to understand that you are here to reach your full potential. And nothing external is going to be able to help you. And why? Here we go. لِكَيْلَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. So that you do not grieve, you develop such a strong personality that you don't become sad over what you lose. وَلَا تَفْرَهُ بِمَا أَتَاكُمْ. And the other side, and you don't become overly happy about something you've got. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبَّ كُلَّ مُقْتَالٍ فَقُولٍ. Allah does not love anyone who is مُقْتَال. مُقْتَال comes from خَيَال. Anybody who doesn't have an imaginary sense of being up there, of self-worth. فَقُول comes from فَخَر, or pride, or arrogance. See, even self-obsession in oneself, in serving Him, when I say, if I think, oh, I've done really well in serving humanity, can lead to arrogance. So that's why he's saying, لِكَيْلَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. This is why we give you problems. So you don't become overtly happy when you get something, and you become overtly sad when you lose something. And Allah does not love somebody who suddenly thinks they are better than everybody else. الَّذِينَ. And he says, الَّذِينَ يَبْخُلُونَ وَيَعْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبَخْبُقْ. Now who are these people who, if I go back here, who are people who are arrogant? Who are people who are, have inner khayal, they have made themselves way up there, so they think they're God's gift to the world. This is what they do. الَّذِينَ يَبْخُلُونَ. They are stingy. Not only are they stingy, وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. They encourage others to be stingy as well. They don't encourage people to spend. They say, look at your future, look after yourself, so on and so forth. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ. And whoever turns back, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. If you recognize that in yourself and you've turned back, then you'll find Allah Ghani, self-sufficient and praised. And finally, section 5. I've got a minute, but I'm going to try and finish this. لَكَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسْلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. So now in this section, now he says, this is why you need to listen to divine guidance. We sent our messengers, لَكَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسْلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, with clear guidance, clear and say clear arguments is a bit difficult. Clear guidance. وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ And we sent down with them a book. Not only a book, والميزان. Mizan is justice. We sent them a book. لِيَكُومُ النَّاسَ بِالْكِسْتِ So that human beings would conduct themselves with justice. وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ And we also sent down iron. فِيهِ بَعْسٌ شَدِيدٌ In this is a means of intense war. Not great violence. This is a translation taken from Shakir. There's intense war. Why? Because there's a war against injustice. You will need these weapons. But once that's finished, وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ You will find other advantages for human beings. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ And Allah knows مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ Who helps him, وَرُسُلُهُ And his messenger, بِالْغَيْبِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ In secret, and Allah is strong and mighty. It's quite clear. وَلَكَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ And we sent Nuh and Ibrahim, and the reason why they are mentioned is because after Prophet Nuh, after the flood, there was only one messenger left, Nuh. And why Ibrahim is mentioned? Because all the other prophets come from his lineage. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمْ النُّبُوَّةَ And in their offsprings we put Nubuwa, Wal-Kitab, and the book. فَمِنْهُمْ مُحْتَدْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ And you see people, they had a choice, they have free will. Some will go, will be guided, but most of them will not follow. They will cross lines. ثُمَّ كَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِرُسُلِنَا Then we made our messengers, or rather, kafa is to follow closely. Okay, so the messengers followed in the footsteps, and I'll come to this in a minute. وَكَفَّيْنَا بِإِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ And each followed the other. And then we had Isa, son of Maryam, وَعَتَيْنَاهُ بِالْإِنْجِيلِ We gave him the Injil. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ رَأْفَةً وَرَحْمَةً And in the Christians, in the people who follow Prophet Isa, we gave them lots of ra'fa, lots of softness, and lots of mercy. You will find this is one of the things that throughout the Quran that is talked about those who followed Prophet Isa as being those who had soft hearts. And when they saw the truth, they cried. But then Allah says, وَرَحْبَانِيَّةٍ ابْتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ But they started this business of being monks, which we did not, they invented it all on their own. We didn't tell them to do this. Because there are two types of people. You have either the totally hard and unjust, and then those who say we'll run away from the world and we'll become really soft and we'll go into spirituality. And they move away from the world. And Allah said, we didn't tell them. We asked them to find a balance. Remember, the prophets were sent with balance. You can't say I'm going to cut myself off from the world and I'm not going to engage with the world. So there were two types of people, the hard-hearted, and then these ones who just focused on themselves. So Allah says, they did that إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ to seek Allah's pleasure. But فَمَا رَأَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا But they did not give it the true, the truth that it was supposed to be. You were supposed to live in the world. You were supposed to serve humanity. You were supposed to engage in that which was unjust and get rid of it. Not just go in somewhere in the mountains and hide yourself and say, well, I'm going to live here and I'm going to focus only on myself. And then he says, فَأَتَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِكُونَ So we gave to those who believed a reward, but many of them crossed the line. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا or you who believe, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Be God conscious. وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ Believe in His Messenger. يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ And He will give you two portions مِنْ رَحْمَتِي of His mercy. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ You will get a light, you will get energy to be able to walk in. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ He will forgive you. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Remember, it says, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ And He will give you this forgiveness. If you believe, if you follow the messenger, then you get twice the portion of compassion and energy. So, one of the signs of being able to believe is to have extensive compassion, extensive energy. He will give you that compassion and energy. لِأَلَّا يَعْلَمُ أَحْلَ الْكِتَابِ So that the followers of the book should know أَلَّا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ But they don't control anything from Allah's grace. Nobody controls this more than you deserve. Father, وأن الفضل بيد الله. فضل is only in the hands of Allah. يؤتيه من يشاء, he gives it to whoever he wants. والله ذو الفضل العظيم. And Allah is one who has all fadl and he is great. So, in other words, he's saying, hope is alive for everyone. The option to be able to get this hope is absolutely everybody's. So, let's go back. 5 sections. It starts with 6 verses. Emphasizes the awesomeness of Allah. Belief. How do I manifest this belief? My second section. So, my manifestation of belief should be in being able to spend in His way. Then it tells me the consequences, which is the third section. The fourth section now tells me what to do. You've got that which distracts you and that which softens the heart. And finally, the fifth section tells me, follow divine guidance and there is hope for absolutely everybody. Nobody is away from this hope. Even when we talked about the dead earth, he said, he will enliven it. And that which enlivens it is the Quran and being able to manifest the Quran through serving humanity.